In this episode, we're going to be talking about how to get 5-star reviews. And we're going to talk a little bit about how to remove some bad reviews if people violate the policies. Make sure stay tuned to learn more about it. Before we get started, as always, this video is sponsored by me. I'm joking. No, this video, if you guys haven't already, go in and get the checklist. We have already have quite a few people who've already reached out and got it and is using this currently right now. It should be linked down there. If not, there's a bit of email. Just email us if you want the checklist, and then we'll get you taken care of. We'll get it sent over to you. A lot of this information on this video is going to be in the checklist, but the checklist part is going to be more detailed on there in a step-by-step format. And the checklist is free, so check it out on there. And Eddie, Mr. Review Master.
Yes.
Guru.
Yes.
Some people might call you the review sensei. The review sensei.
Yeah.
So let's talk about, because this story right here is kind of based off of what Eddie's do when he was at Ford Motor Company.
Yeah, there we go.
Have you guys heard of it? Yeah. So this is based off of that there. I'm going to let him go in and talk about his story, and then I'm going to tell you what we took from his story and how we turned into a process.
Yeah. So in my story, so not a lot of people know this, but how we get paid, I think it's a system, actually, they've designed to make the employee work harder. And it works really good. Some of the training I brought over to our company. But half of your, well, you get paid base pay. And then, like, if the customer's happy, you'll get paid X amount of money. You know what I mean? And we're talking about thousands of dollars here in a month that you can get added on or taken away. So if the customer doesn't give you good reviews, then that money, then they're like, oh, well, we don't have to pay you that money now. So, you know, you try your hardest, and then one or two bad ones tanks the whole average, and like, oh, we don't have to pay you that money anymore. So, you know, for many years, I'm over here like, all right, how am I going to do this? So I'm figuring out new ways and tactics. And then, like, they don't really tell you. It's against the rules to school you on how to do it, because they're all franchises. But I picked up things and tried different things, and I formed it into what I would basically, now I shoot out, you know, emails to customers and basically coaching them, you know. And that's pretty much the how to convert customers into reviews. You know what I mean? First thing is, obviously you don't want to tell an angry customer how important a review is to you, because
so important.
Yeah, right. Because I think we all know that, you know, as good as you may try, there's gonna be stuff that is out of your hands, but you're still gonna be the bad person in the customer's eyes. The first thing is, I always say is take the customer's temperature. You know what I mean? So every single customer, I would reach out to them and say, hey, how was your experience? Everything. And then if they say, it was horrible.
It was
my fault.
Specifically.
No, most of the stuff wasn't my fault. Because, like, their car was broken down. It was brand new. They spent blah, blah, blah amount of money. And they were upset. And so my job was to tell them, well, all right. Well, you know, that review, it doesn't affect anybody except me. And you liked me. And they're like, yeah, I do like you.
Sometimes.
And I'd say, that. Then, I'd hit them where it hurts. I'd say, that right there, it affects my family, so please. And they're like, and I show them pictures of my kids, like, you're gonna take this money away from me at the end of the month if you don't give me a good review. And most of the time I got plenty of good reviews. And sometimes I say, whatever, I get a bad one, I outrun it with all the good reviews. And that was my method, and I brought that tactic. Well, I don't tell anybody to say, if you don't give me a good review, they're going to fire me. We don't do that here. But the same thing, I mean, for the most part, we have an automated system that we check the customer's temperature. We check their temperature, you know, because we deal with hundreds of customers a week. like
sometimes
there's
200.
There's no way, like, I mean, I guess you could. We could make a spreadsheet of. Actually, we do that.
Yeah, we do.
But but I mean, to be honest with you, the process now is like has gone from when you and me were doing it to now, like, to something huge. So. I know, like, I'm, I guess, like, the founding father with the principles that I've plugged in. It's now evolved into what it is now, right? I mean, like,
yeah,
I remember also in the beginning he was like, we don't need no reviews. I'm like, yes, we do.
We really didn't, though. At the time,
we didn't. That's why you build the foundation, and later on when you get to where you need to finally use the reviews, you've already have. You'll be so far in advance.
But I said that from the standpoint. Hold on, let's go back on this. Because when I said that, like we still had 100 reviews or something like that. We still had a whole bunch of reviews. Not like I was saying, what you call, I'm just saying that reviews aren't as important right now as just getting the stuff done. That wasn't our main concern. We had limited resources. We couldn't put towards to it.
And then reviews don't cost anything.
It takes time.
Yeah, it does take time.
And then think about it. Either. You can call someone, ask for, and most of the reviews, we still were getting reviews. We still were asking people here and there. And we still were going through the process. So don't make sense that we went, like, we had zero reviews, and no. I said, it don't matter.
You said it didn't matter.
It doesn't matter until a certain extent. You can build a business that most of these, everyone is listening to right now, can build a business that makes $30,000, $40,000 a month and not have any reviews.
That's true, but, you know, I think the reviews it gives you accreditation. You know what I mean? The more you have, and when somebody looks at you, they say, "Wow!" Because like you can tell them, like, "Oh, we've done a lot of business with." But everyone, visual creatures, always say this: they want to physically see. So if they can physically see like 500 5-star reviews, they're gonna be like, "Oh, I want this company."
And even though they don't know, don't go about fake you. No reviews though. Don't do that. You will get caught, and Google will ban you on that. It's going to take time for you to get reviews, and usually just take, like, someone just repeating the process.
Now, if you do jobs for your family, they can give you a review because they're actual customers.
But just don't buy none.
Yeah, don't buy any.
Don't buy none.
Yeah, because I know there are places out there that say, like, hey, you pay us this much money, and magically all these reviews will show up.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah. When you're doing good business, you don't have to fake it. That's one thing I realized. Like customers in this industry will tell you if it's good or bad. They will let you know.
Yeah,
especially if it's bad.
Yeah, and that's another good thing. Like, kind of listen to them too, because like you can see where your strengths are and where your weaknesses are. Now, I'm saying every single bad review is like 100% true, because like some people are just, their perception of things is the reason why you might get a bad review. But like for the most part, some people, you know, like obviously if you're late. It's you were late. That's why. Well, then that's a problem you need to probably start working on. But
be on time.
Yeah, be on time. But yeah, reviews are really, really. I like reviews just because I was trained up, and then just the whole process of how I. Because I used to like email people and say, hey, and I'd call them. I would bother them. That's the thing. I'm persistent. Like if I want it, I'm gonna keep on like nagging you. And most people, another thing that I did, whenever like. So when the customer came back to pick up their vehicle, I make it personal that I personally looked at them and said, hey, here goes your vehicle. Then I told them, like, hey, you're going to get a review probably in your email about your experience here. Now, that review is specifically to me, not because your part was on back order for 5 months or anything like that. This is me. You understand? It affects me. And it's like, so please, and you have to tell them too, because this is one thing I think, remember when we first started off and you did a review and they gave us like 3 or 4 stars and the guy's like, I never gave any 5 stars. I'm like, I would have never given that guy.
That was a different person. That person said that, but never give a review. It was another person when I asked, can you give us a review? But I didn't ask the most key thing. You have to tell them exactly what you want.
Yeah, I want
them
that 5-star.
Yeah. And so the lady was like, all right, perfect. I got 4-star. And then another person said 3-star. I'm like, hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on over here with these 4s and 3s? That's not educating.
Yeah. It was only 2. So don't make it seem like it was a whole bunch. It was 2 of them. But I learned quick.
Yeah.
I learned quick.
Yeah, but
that's after we took the system down and we like re-put it together and we systematize it. And we have like literally a format, like you said. We go through, we check the temperature.
Yeah,
and then once we see which way they are, we, you know, if bad people, we delegate to somewhere to try to resolve their issue.
Yeah.
Anyone who's had a good experience, even before we do a good experience, we kind of check their temperature again to make sure they've been the person who do reviews, because you want people on that part, would you be asking them if they can do a review, if they had a good, if they had met the expectations. So we set the guidelines of where we can win at, and then we ask them, can you give us a 5-star review to help us reach more people exactly like you, so we can grow our business. So like, so why does it matter to us and all that stuff. Basically the same thing. We kind of, we took his story, broke it down, and kind of run it out that way. And then from there, it's just, we do it on scale. So if we have,
now it's automated. Now we have like, like I think every part of our system is like automated. Even like whenever, they get a text message or an email.
The temperature part is automated. The rest of it has been once you the process is automated. The process for actually like checking, like going through like and delegating like if this person is a good or bad is not automated.
Yeah, that we go through those like by hand. We say, okay, this one's good. This one's over here. Like, Michelle, you handle this one. The rest of the team, you'll handle these.
Yeah. So, yeah. So basically, like, we have a person as a customer relations manager. So all the bad ones goes to her, and then she goes to her. It's not, like, a lot of them either. It's very few. But the few that – and you'll see it, too. Very few. We determine if they're policy-related or if we did something wrong-related. If it's something policy-related and they have a problem with the policy – we give all our policies up front and stuff like that. We walk through the process. We're nice and cordial, but there's not much we can do about policy on that part because we've already set up the policies and these are the policies we're going to find. We already gave them on that part.
That's now, the expectation.
Yeah, we already gave the expectation on it, and we overgive the expectation. No. Now, if it's from, like, something we did wrong and on there, and sometimes you have stuff that's, like, in the middle. They try to make it like it's not policy. She defers through that and figure out which what it is, and we figure out what we can do to take care of them. So – It just kind of depends on that part. But then from there, those little bit of views get sent to her. She reviews them, talks to them. A lot of times she handles them before they even get to that point on there. Yeah. Some people just going to post no matter what. Like, we have people, like, literally you do every single thing you can, and one thing goes wrong, and they write a bad review. Even though on Facebook they have all these beautiful photos. Yeah. They tell you they ruin everything.
It was like, thank you for the best party. And my whole family was there. And the poster says that, but then they tell you on the phone, hey, you ruined everything.
You know, ruined my daughter's wedding. And then when you go to the wedding, everything's there.
Look
and
especially pictures. Hey, it looks
great.
You
don't make four trips out of there, and you try to do whatever you can to accommodate them. So some people, you just can't please everybody. Yeah. As long as you're trying your best, you
get some people lie, too.
People do lie. People make stuff up. Some lady said that we didn't bring a margarita machine, and we brought two. So we have photos too, and so like I try. We you don't want to be like petty with it, but we're eventually gonna get to a point where like to really like come back those reviews when people have it. It's having all your documentations lined up of what happened in the situation, and then once you post your response, posting a response to a link to everything that happened on there. Anything that's like egregious, we've done that on like a couple of them, but not on all of them. But like even like I think we should do that like on all of them. Like anything that wasn't, like if it was our fault, we're gonna say we're sorry, we apologize. But this is, we also say this is the remedy that we gave for it as well. On there, because things happen, like you know, people are gonna get in crashes, like we've seen that on that part. People are not gonna show up for work.
This tire blows up.
Tire blows up.
Literally, the wheel magically falls off and flies forward.
Yeah, things are gonna happen a lot. You might get to a customer's location, and literally, they have the same address. The same people are expecting chairs too, and they take the chairs from you on there. And then someone calls back and say, hey, I never got my order. They said they're going to be here in 15 minutes. And then the other person.
Next day.
And next day. And then next day, the other person says, oh, well, we thought this was here coming because, you know, we had chairs coming today. Yeah.
You know my favorite? Remember when they did the drop-off and they had drop-off photos? And it was like a – it was one of those model homes and they just put it in the garage?
Yeah.
And they had to go chase it down in the middle of the night. It's like, where are those things? Like, yeah.
Yeah, because they have the same exact number and the things and the address. Even some homes have the same little street name. It'd be just road or circle off.
And or sometimes it's a new build and it's not even in the maps. And then, like, you're basically going off the customer description.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, oh, this is the exact same. And, like,
it's the exact same house that they said looks the exact same.
Yeah.
And you just can't tell because you can't get back there. I think that is, like, been an issue sometimes. But that's just an issue. You're not going to unless you're going to fix Google. I'm not even fixing Google. Unless you're going to go and put every single address in Google and map it out, then you're not going to have a problem that. But a lot of people, to be honest, they understand that. They work with you. You have a couple people that don't. And, like, we've been doing, like, I think a pretty good job lately of weeding those people out at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Like, people who say certain things. Like, we had one lady who went on here and said something like, like, you just know some people you're not going to be able to please on this part. So one person came in there and said, like, we asked them, we tell them that she's going to get her stuff delivered on Thursday. Her event is on Saturday. She says, well, I will, since I'm paying blah, 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 whatever she's paying, I prefer to get my stuff on the day I said I wanted it on. And I was, and that's like a quick heads up, like, yeah, she's going to be, she's going to be an issue. And so, like, then you have two ways you can go at that. You can just not work with them or charge more because you're going to have a you know, you're going to be
bigger headaches. Yeah.
Bigger headaches. And so, so for us, we put it up there and we charge more. And she haven't been a customer that she would pay with it more because she wanted it exactly like that. And you, so if more people want it exactly like how they want it, they're going to need to pay for it on there. Because don't let people sit and take advantage of you because they will take advantage of you.
Oh, yeah.
Not everybody, but it's a small group that will make you really, really, really kind of readjust what you believe and think on that, even when you're doing everything right on there. So let's go back. So we have number one. First thing you need to have clients.
clients. And then I think if they're like an owner operator, it's like the best because like right there, there's times you and me go out and like we know like what happened or like you know how everything went down, and I think in the beginning you and me like basically did the alley-oop and like set it up. Cause like we're very personal. Like if you ever meet us in person, like we're super sweet and nice and we do all sorts of cool stuff, for people. So, you know, grandma comes out and they're like, you know, we have a policy is like 20 feet or 25 feet from the truck.
Yeah.
And grandma comes out and is like, can you put it right here? I'm like, then I'm looking at her. I'm like, where do you really want it? Like, you don't have too much stuff. Where do you want it? She's like, can you put it in the backyard? But they said not to, so please don't charge me. I'm like, don't worry. I said, it'll be our secret. I was like, just don't tell anybody, okay? But if they ask you how your service was, tell them Eddie was awesome. I was like, oh, I will. Thank you. And, you know, I'll go put it over there. And then they'll tip you and like, all sorts of cool stuff. You know what I mean? Like, but, I set it up so whenever, you know, they ask for the review or whatnot, hey, yeah, then they put Eddie's name. But that's been a while. But I used to do that all the time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just take the temperature of everybody. If you're doing the events yourself, set them up so when you do call them back and say, hey, can you give me a review? They're more likely to because one thing is you want to, like, build rapport. That's one thing I didn't mention.
Yeah.
Build rapport with your customers. So little things that you can do to kind of make them feel like they were taken care of, you know what I mean? I'm not saying just everybody that, you know, asks you to go do something, you bend over and give them everything that they want. I'm saying is like if it's
take
little,
this upstairs
no.
to the 15th floor.
But even just by being courteous, yes, ma'am, yes, you know, hey, how was your, just little things like that, just so small will make the difference where people will be like, wow, I want to use that company again. And on top of that, when you ask for the review, they're going to give it to you like willingly. And sometimes they'll even do it without even you asking them, which is awesome.
Yeah, but but also too, I know a lot of people sometimes think, well, since I do good work, I should get the reviews. It should be easier.
No, because one thing that we know is for sure, people that you do good work and you do awesome, they're less likely to give you a review just because they're just pleased. So they're gonna use your service again in the future for sure, but they're not gonna give you a review. You know, for the most part. Now the person that's upset and mad, better believe that person's gonna go in there and give you a bad review. Like he's gonna take time out of his day to make you suffer, and you know, basically give his two cents, you know, and let the world hear why you're so bad. So that's why you need these 5-star reviews, because that way you can kind of equal out the other ones. Because I think one thing's detrimental if, like, you know, you do such a good job and no one's giving you reviews. But you know, the one or two that you might, you know, get upset or they didn't get their way, they give you 1-star reviews. So, it's a numbers game. So you need a lot of them. So, just use these little things that we're telling you. It's going to really help you out. And I think within a year, we like, well, the first year we didn't really hit it too hard. Cause you said whatever.
We didn't hit 100, but we still, we literally, but when we joined together, we both had over 100.
Well, first of all, you know what?
Most of them were from me.
No, wait. First of all, when I was out at the places, I would tell them to give me a 5-star review. And I think I even told them, like, the Google thing. I'd text them, actually, I remember. And then if they didn't give it to me, I would remind them again, like, hey, you think you can give me that 5-star review? Like, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll do that today. Okay, cool. Next day, didn't do it. Better believe I'm going to be calling again. He's like, oh, my gosh. Just do it. Then I tell them, I'll say, this is another thing that you have to explain to them. Like, it's only going to take 10 seconds of your time to give me a 5-star review. People like that. You tell them how little amount of time it's going to take. Because some people are like, oh, I don't want to do that. It's going to take a long time, or I got to do all this stuff. We just tell them, no, you don't. It's just going to be this much, okay? I'm going to be here with you the whole time. Another thing is, like, if you know, it's one tactic, actually, I would tell all the people right now. So once you go pick up your equipment, right then and there, hey, how was your service? Oh, good. You think you can give me a 5-star review? Yes, I can right now.
Yeah, but make sure you're talking to the right person, though. Because if you're talking to the wrong person and you're talking to grandpa who just...
You don't know technology?
He doesn't know technology. No,
what that is?
No, not even that. He didn't order the stuff.
Oh, he didn't order? I remember that.
Yeah, because then he just saying like, yo, put it right there. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's another story.
And then, we come back and pick it up from him. He tells him, it was great. And then later tells him, it was the worst party ever. But you hear from him, it was the best thing. We had so much fun.
That's the crazy part. Grandpa also tipped. It wasn't us.
Yeah.
So real quick, this story... So customer had paid for our setup and everything, right? So we always use the courtesy call, hey, we're 30 minutes away, blah, blah, blah. So our driver goes over there, and then he says, all right, I'm done with the delivery. Get a car or whatever. Say, hey, they never set up. And then we give the driver, well, Kobe did, got with the driver or manager, and said, hey, what's going on? Why didn't you set up all the stuff? Because the customer had to pay for setups. Like, I try to set up the stuff, but grandpa said, don't worry about it. We'll take care of it. Just put it over there by the tree. And grandpa was happy. He's like, oh man, it did a great job. You offloaded everything. But the person that paid for the setup was not happy. Yeah. And you know, even when he went, he tipped them too.
Tipped both times.
Yes, both times. Pick up and drop off and pick up. And like, so we're like, okay, I guess everything's cool. But no, they were like, it was horrible, y'all. You know,
And then they didn't write nothing because I think we talked to grandpa or something. I don't know how.
But grandpa was probably like, hey, you better leave them boys alone.
But we ended up talking to the grandpa on the phone because they was talking to him. He was like, oh, no, this service is great. Because they did move it further than where, you know, like, it still was far from the truck on that part.
Yeah.
And the grandpa said it was worth the time because he said he knew they're going to want it specific. So that's why he wanted to do it. He wanted to have no issues. Yeah. It was something like that. But grandpa said it was the best event ever. And then we hear it later on. And then we called him on that too. It's like, well, someone told us that the event was amazing. And then a person tried to say, well, not because of you. I'm saying like, well, did we not show up with chairs or something? Like, I'm confused. Was the stuff not clean? Was it not accurate? They was like, no, that's good. Oh, that's good. Like, we're on time. Like, you know, we showed 2 days earlier. He's like, yeah, you didn't set them up. I said, well, Grandpa literally said, don't set them up. No. And they told Grandpa, well, we're supposed to set them up. I was like, no. And so, like, we went about to fight Grandpa. Cause and so, on there.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, all this stuff is going to be on the checklist on there and a little bit more. Probably a lot more, to be honest.
Yeah.
This checklist, we keep adding on there. Like, even some more stuff through when we were talking on it, I realized that we need to go add into the checklist.
And we always throw goodies in there, cherries on top of it. But, I mean, I don't know how many times you updated the list. The thing went from,
being
a small list, and now this thing's, like, I don't know how many pages.
Yeah, it's, like, 30-something pages now. So every time we hear something, he says something, and be like,
give that to him.
Put it in there. We ain't holding back on this one. It's really going to help you get started on there. This will be in the review section. I don't know what chapter this exactly is, but.
But for sure, do not give the bad ones, the ones that are upset, a review. Like, don't automatically just send, how was your experience? Please give us a review. If you do that method, you're about to get blown up.
Yeah.
By a whole bunch of people that, you need to have it like A1, like where you need somebody to touch each person.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to do that. Yeah. And also, too, like let's go into like a couple of bad reviews. Sometimes if you have, because there's a strategy on Google on pages, which this is not in the review thing because it's a more advanced topic, but who knows? We're going to put this in eventually once we write it out. But if you want to grow pretty fast using Google Pages and be on the Google Maps section, you want to have locations in multiple different cities around you so you can get those people that you work with in those cities, because people work with people that's closer to them. That's the general philosophy. So on this right here, sometimes I know we and other people on the internet have issues with a customer does a bad review, they'll try to go to every single one of them do that. And if they do that, if they even do the two of them, then you can get it removed, because people can't have, you can't do duplicates on reviews. Because, like, if they didn't use all five services, they can't do that on there, and it's actually spam. So you can get it removed, and that's pretty straightforward.
So what you say is the ones that are, you know, they're going to give you a bad review, encourage them to do that the way...
I'm not saying encourage them.
Nothing.
But it does get removed a lot. Like,
yeah, it does get removed.
Look, just because that, they'll automatically remove. You don't even have to even go through it, because they see the same thing. But most people just copy and paste it on there. Now, another thing, too, that I've seen that you can help get the reviews moved is someone's saying crazy stuff in it, like being vulgar, cursing, or if they just say something that is not true and you can have a way to prove it, like, you know, like with just like audio or something, like you can submit stuff on there. Yeah. Or if they're talking about a company that's obviously not yours, or if you didn't even work with the person, because you'd be surprised that other people who might be bad reviews leave it and don't, you didn't actually work with them.
Yeah.
On there, so that's the easy way to do it. Then if you feel like they're harassing you in any way, or they're just, you know, just really just anything that's like excessive, now they can say what they have to say, but they can't blast you on Google's not gonna allow them to blast you on there. And
well,
you know,
yeah, well, we're in Texas, right? So there's a law, another thing about blackmail.
Yeah, they can't blackmail you either.
No. So there's a law against some blackmail here in Texas. I don't know about the other states.
I think it's like 48 states.
48?
Probably the two that.
Well, that's good. So you can always use that as, because like so many people try to pull that card, like, oh, I'm going to do this or this if you don't do this. If oh, perfect. So you have it in writing or even a recording. And then for the most part, those are the ones you can kind of negate. Is that part of the advanced?
Yeah. We're going to try to put this into stuff. It is, we got to work the first part out, because one thing about doing the rentals that, to be honest, that most people understand, like, you don't need to do anything in advance to make a lot of money.
No.
If you can do the basics in and out on a regular basis, which is a lot of the stuff is in the checklist and stuff, if you can do that stuff, you make a lot of money. The advanced stuff, once you get the basic stuff down, then you can start working on the advanced stuff. That's why we've been working up on the basis, because there's a lot of little things you need to know before you can make it more. And that's why we have the section that has the four cores plus one, which you should check out, which I have like exactly what you need to do for each job on there. And if you do those things, four plus one thing on each job, you'll be successful on there. Now, this review section is going to be a little bit updated. It's going to be keep getting updated as we talk more about it and we bring more people in there. And also, too, when we get feedback from you guys reaching out and asking some of our questions, we're going to put that data in there, too, as well, so that we can have more as a community, be able to, you know, make sure we all do better together on there. But it's pretty straightforward on a lot of the stuff right here. I'm going to go through the list one more time. I end up writing it down from what he said. First thing, provide good service. That's be the first thing. You want to build a rapport. Mm-hmm. So this is just being nice with your customers, maybe doing a little bit more than what you have. Even though we do 25 feet, we really bring up to about 50, 75. We do a little extra on our side. You want to set it up. So when you go pick it up, you want to kind of set up the thing, especially if you know they had a good review for them to get it.
Good experience.
Yeah, it's a good experience. And so after that, you want to check their temperature. Again, you want to have someone, a person calls back out, but check everybody's temperature and then sort through them and see who. And then the next thing is, like, once you do that, you have to ask for the review. Literally asking for the review probably causes majority of times why you guys don't have enough reviews. And the reason why we probably didn't have enough reviews at the beginning either, we just didn't ask.
Yeah.
If you don't ask, you don't get.
And the ask can't be weak either. You can't say, can you do me a review? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
It's weak.
Yeah, but even the weak one would be better than no one.
Yeah, so, that's right. If you don't ask, you can't receive.
Can't receive. But you do need to ask, and you need to ask, and you need to make it important for them to know why you need it done for you. And since they like your service, they're going to want to help you grow in your service on there too as well. And because especially when you hear someone talking and say, I told all of my friends and everybody came to the party. That need to be a quick review.
There we go.
And also, since your friends use our service too.
Mm-hmm.
Go through that. And then last thing, which this right here, on every single thing you ever do, and this follow up on everything. follow up on your sales, follow up on your reviews, follow up on your, anybody you do interviews with, just follow up with people, we'll get more stuff done. Follow up literally causes, even like literally for us, our sales perspective, even like the review perspective, it has become the reason why we've gotten majority of everything, just following back up on people. You don't have to be like Eddie because you literally need it to support your family because half your money might be coming from it, mm-hmm. but just follow up, you know, set a schedule, you know, call them a day after, then call them 2 weeks, and then maybe call them a month on there. And then you should close majority of them between there, on there. And yeah, but other than that, guys, if Eddie has no last thoughts, no last gems on there.
No, I'm pretty good. I think reviews are pretty easy. If you're not comfortable with talking to people, it might be a little hard, but I think the more that you do it, the more relaxed you'll be. But yeah, just go out there and ask the people. I'd say probably 90% of the customers we have, they're super cool. And they're like on your team as long as you give them a good service. So they'll help you out. So just don't be shy. Go out there, ask them. But you are going to have those 10% that are going to be kind of crazy. So that's why you ask them. And then after, you know, they're upset, just listen to them.
Yeah.
Hear them out. Because most of the people just want to be heard out. You know what I mean? Even if something's small, like, I don't know. We'll just make one up. We'll just say you missed one chair. Even if something's small, just hear them out for the most part. People just want to be heard. But,
And just give them a place to write it. Because either you're going to give them a place to write it, or they're going to write it on some place you don't want them to write it on.
Mm-hmm.
So get the feedback out and let it be heard and stuff like that. And then, you know, that usually comes in there. You're going to get some bad reviews, you know, it's fine. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. If you do enough events, you'll get enough bad ones. Not a lot of bad ones, but you get some small amount. But overall, like, you know, I think we've gotten over like six, almost 700, and we've still gotten 600 to 700 good reviews, and probably got like 20-30 bad ones, some on there. Mm-hmm. There's still some in there, and you know, you take the stuff, you learn from it, you do better on the next one. You know, you're not gonna be able to please every single person. And if 30 out of what is it, almost 10,000 events we're coming on right now, it doesn't seem like that's still high percentages on there. We're still trying to work for greatness and stuff. But if you do these strategies, you'll be able to grow.
Yeah.
But, you know, if Eddie, any more gems for us, Eddie?
Oh,
Sensei Master?
No, that's it for now.
Okay. Well, if you want to hear more about Eddie's gems and stuff on this right here, that's his gems. If you want to hear more about what we have, about reviews and stuff, check out the chapter about reviews on the Ultimate Checklist. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's Ruby right there, sorry. But oh no, checklist, check it out and we'll get it sent to you. But I'm Xavier Kelly.
I'm Eddie Salceda.
And we'll see you on the next one.
See ya.